We didn't recite Tachanun this evening. It's Erev Rosh Chodesh. We're going to be reciting Yalv Yavo in Maariv. Of course, Shacharis tomorrow will be an earlier time at 6:30. We're in the middle of learning about the laws of the 3 weeks, about the 9 days. The Mechaber tells us that Yesh Nohagim, there's a custom, Shol Lirchotz Mirosh Chodesh, that some people do not bathe for the entire period starting from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, for 9 full days. The Yesh, and there are those that are not as strict, Shein Nimnon Elo B'Shabbaso, that they only would refrain from taking a bath on Shavua Shechalbo, which would be this upcoming Sunday until after Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah Berurah over here tells us that when it says that a person should not take a lirchotz to bathe themselves, it's the afil b'sonin yesh li zahir. It's not referring to specifically with taking a nice, hot, relaxing shower, but it's even in cold water. However, he says, refuah, for medical reasons, mutter, a person's allowed to, of course, bathe. He says, afil b'chamen, because a person is sick, he's allowed to even bathe in hot water, warm water, if that's something which will make him feel better. He says, afil b'shvu shechobo Tisha B'Av. We're lenient even the week before Tisha B'Av, for medical reasons. Now the Ramosha Isilis tells us, v'nuhagim, that where the custom sholirchotz afil b'sonein mirosh chodesh ve'elach. Now, because the Ramah, which is generally the custom practice of Bnei Ashkenaz, he's quick to tell us that a person should not bathe, should not clean themselves with cold water for those 9 days, which is he takes the more strict of the two opinions of the Mechaber. And he continues and says, "V'afil be'erev Shabbos shel Chazon, even this upcoming Shabbos, which the Shabbos preceding Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Chazon, because that's the name of the Haftorah. Also, lirchotz, person should not bathe. Ki'im rosho fun of yadav raglav b'tzonin. You're allowed to use cold water, only cold water, and only rosho fun of yadav raglav. You can only wash your face, your hands, and your feet. And he continues and says, v'yesh makilin b'chafifas harosh, some people allow to clean one's head. B'chamin, with hot water. He quotes, on the Mishnah Berurah says, not to use even soap for those that are lenient. But this is a leniency because someone who has this custom to bathe or shower every week, then they're allowed to do so at least part of themselves on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that when he says that a person should not use even cold water all 9 days, is that's only kol gufa, washing their entire body. However, he says you can use cold water to wash part of your body, your feet, your hands, and your face. That's something which is permissible. And then the last part of the last line of the Mishnah Berurah, with regard to this topic, it says, "Lamisha Rago Bakach," someone who has this custom on Erev Shabbos to bathe, then he's a little more lenient. And he quotes the words of the Chayadam and says, "Dehu adin deshari panav yada baragla b'chamin." You can even use hot water, but specifically your hands, your feet, your face. "Lamisha Rago Bakach Kol Shabbos," someone who has this custom all week, all year to do so. So upon looking at the halachos, it sounds pretty strict. Perhaps be a little scary, right? And I remember when I was in camp, the camp counselor was very particular, Camp Rav, after quoting these halachos, he said, "I don't want anyone to be machmir over here. I don't want anyone to be strict and actually follow these laws, because the way that we perceive the importance of being clean is not perhaps the way it was even 100 years ago." And therefore, he says that it's explained based on these halachos, what is the purpose of this of not being able to shower or whatnot for these entire 9 days? So the basic idea is because bathing then was considered to be a pleasurable act, something which was enjoyable, it was something which a person derived benefit from. And therefore, a person has to weigh out exactly why they shower or take a bath. Are they doing it for pleasure, or are they doing it out of necessity? So most people would probably respond that we take a shower nowadays because it's something which is for our hygiene, it's something which is out of necessity. And therefore, since you'd be taking a shower for that purpose, we're more lenient nowadays. However, it's encouraged two things, that when you take a shower, as often as you typically do, any day during the 9 days, it shouldn't be necessarily a very long shower you take for 30 minutes. And also, you shouldn't use the most comfortable temperature of boiling hot water, whatever you use, but it could be perhaps lukewarm, but at least to show and acknowledge that perhaps there is this halacha that one is particular. Based on this halacha is also the source of why some, most camps who have beautiful swimming pools, Olympic-sized swimming pools with diving boards and beautiful lakes, you go there for a visit the next week, they're empty. And the reason is that it's brought down is because swimming, which is a form of bathing or cleansing oneself, you're doing it for your own benefit, you're doing it for pleasure. And therefore, that's the reason why some are more strict when it comes to swimming. But even with regard to that, I've seen that there's some people who are mako, they're lenient if a person's doing it for health reasons, or also for a child, if it's for safety precautions, to teach a child how to swim, there are different leniencies for that as well. However, at least a person should bear in mind that these halachas do exist. However, a person should be sensitive and cognizant that they exist. However, when a person does shower, of course it's not telling us not to, but when a person does it, it should only be done out of necessity, not for one's pleasure.